Mexico City, but it was underwater for 5 years. San Mateo is the name of these rains, the rain of San Mateo. And this lasted for 4 days. There's a lion in Mexico City downtown, that is this one over here, that marks the levels of these floods in Mexico City in this time. We had a lot of things happening here in Mexico City at that time, until we have now the modern days, okay? Why the Chinampas exists? Because of Porfirio Diaz. Porfirio Diaz is this like a huge engineer, the dictator of Mexico City. And why I say that they exist because Porfirio Diaz? Because all Mexico City is built upon chinampas and canals. When you're walking in Mexico City, you are walking on top of what it was, chinampas and canals. We had a lot of streets that are called river off, canal off, lake off, and stuff like that, because they just follow the canals that were there back in the day, okay? But Porfirio Diaz, he sees that there's people that are just making these little tours in Xochimilco that are called the Catrines. And the Catrines, it's the aristocracy of the beginnings of the 1900s. And this is something important, because where is the attention of the authorities? Where is the money? Okay, so Porfirio Diaz sees that these guys are the ones that are just rowing and coming in the weekends to be here in Xochimilco. So he says, like, don't touch it. Leave it like that. And that's why Xochimilco exists. And we are not in the middle of a Galleria Xochimilco or something like that. Because all Xochimilco, it's this natural preserved area, because of this coincidence of history that made Porfirio Diaz just tell his people that don't touch it, don't build there, because these guys are the ones that are just getting their Sundays here, okay? And it's a coincidence of history, actually. After that, we are named a Natural Heritage of the Humanity by the UNESCO in 1987. We are named like that. Not because the UNESCO wanted, because the Mexican government, they wanted to name Mexico City downtown as Heritage for Humanity by the UNESCO. But the UNESCO, when they came here and they saw the Mexico City downtown, they go to the government and they say, like, it's a Spanish city, but it's filthy. Okay, so it doesn't count as a humanitarian heritage by the UNESCO. But the government, then somebody gets the idea that, and Xochimilco, something was happened there, we have like something cultural or whatever, and they go to the UNESCO and say, like, and this, no? And the UNESCO comes here, they see everything that I've been like just like trying to talk you guys about, everything that happened here, and they are of course saying, like, this is amazing, now give me some. No, it's not like that. No, it's the UNESCO is like, of course this is very important for humanity. So it named Xochimilco as a natural heritage for humanity by the UNESCO, in addition to Mexico City downtown. So the thing that Mexico City downtown has this name for the UNESCO, it's not because of Mexico City downtown, it's because of Xochimilco Natural Protected Area, okay? And this is what I told you about in the Trajinera. I'm not going to get so deep about this. The FAO came here, made a study, and determined that Xochimilco hosts the more than 12% of all Mexican biodiversity. And we are in the fifth place of biodiversity in the world, so it's a lot, the life that we are here, and we are in the middle of Mexico City. Okay? This is Mexico City. If you have been doing this exercise that I told you about in Trajinera, it doesn't seem like we are in Mexico City. Later on, you're going to get back into the bus, 600 meters, and you're gonna be in the traffic again. Okay? This is Mexico City, but it's an oasis. It's the oasis of Mexico City. It's the thermoregulator of Mexico City. It's the water regulator of Mexico City. We have a lot of things going on here. And how are you are going to preserve an area that you don't know of? Xochimilco is known as the party boats, the trajineras. the place that you can come here and get drunk and have a quesadilla and hear the mariachis and stuff like that in the water, okay? But my friends, that's not Xochimilco. That's part of Xochimilco, but that's not Xochimilco. This is Xochimilco, okay? The natural protected area that we have here, okay? Just to quote it, we have two projects here that are my projects, El Buen Campo and Hecho en Xochimilco. If someone wants to follow us in social media or whatever, get in touch with us or anything that you need. If you want to help any of the projects that we are here that you're going to get to know today, you can do it with me, with Marco, with Fer, with any of us, okay? I'm not gonna extend like that. It's like my little commercial that I have in my talk, okay? But we are facing a lot of things. And the most important of those things is the loss of identity. Xochimilco has seen Mexican history. Xochimilco, it's a natural protected area, heritage for humanity by the UNESCO. A lot of things are going on here, but it has the identity of the party boats. Come here and get drunk. That's what most of Mexicans would tell you about if you ask them, what is Xochimilco? Ah, the trajineras. Get drunk, and that's it. But that's not Xochimilco, okay? And I believe that the loss of identity is the thing that it's killing Xochimilco, because you are not able to save a place that you don't know of. And that's the objective of this talk, to tell you what is Xochimilco, what represents Xochimilco, not only for me or for the project that we are here, but for humanity. Because we have processes, we have history and culture that must be preserved. And if we even don't take into account all those stuff, we have 2% of all living things of the world living here in Xochimilco. So just by that, it needs to be preserved and saved. Okay? So, thank you very much.
That is why, wait, a round of applause for Rafa. Yeah. Please. Oh. Oh. Thank you, warrior for Xochimilco. To ask Victor Heredia, why we are here, because we chose this part of the process of the Congress, the interchange, because of the connection, the link with Odin. And Victor and Ula have been working, and Clancy, and Ron, and someone else. And just please talk about the link.
It's very a snapshot. Hello. Thank you, Rafa. Oh my God, this is an amazing storyteller. I'm amazed.
Yeah, yeah. I am amazed. Thank you very much.
So surprised and amazed to visit this place. It's really incredible. So why this place in the middle of an OD conference, right? So thank you, Adriana, for inviting me to join this project. So in a nutshell, you heard Rafael's project.